Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today's segment is going to be about heart walls. Now, a heart wall, I'm going to explain to you what that is in a moment, but this phenomenon called a heart wall might be preventing you from living your, let's just say, your most amazing love life. It may be preventing you from receiving love. It may be preventing you from giving love fully and basically preventing you from living the life that you've always dreamed or maybe don't even dare to dream. So without going into more detail at the moment, I want to make sure that all of our live listeners, if you want to find out whether you actually have a heart wall, I can actually test that right over the airwaves. Yes, we do that with muscle testing. It's also called applied kinesiology, but now I've been trained to do that through a distance, so I can actually test you to see whether you have a heart wall. So if you're interested to know whether you have one and what you can do about it, you can call in. The number to call in live is 818-514-1190. Again, that number is 818-514-1190, and hit the number 1 so I know your hand is up rather than just, you know, if it's not up, then I assume you're just listening in. So if you want to know whether you have a heart wall and you'd like me to muscle test you right over the airwaves, you can just call in the number, hit number 1, and tell us your first name, and then I can go ahead and test you. So let's back up a bit and figure out what is this phenomenon called a heart wall. Well, I'd never heard of it before until a couple of months back when I interviewed Dr. Bradley Nelson, the creator of the Emotion Code. Now, if you have not listened to that radio show that I did with Dr. Nelson, you can go back in October, I believe it was, and you can listen to that show. So Dr. Brad is a holistic chiropractor, and he basically got a download from spirit, I think is the best way to describe it, and found a way to figure out what trapped emotions people had, how it was affecting their physical bodies, and actually release these trapped emotions to bring people back to a state of balance and health. So he was able to treat a lot of people with a lot of different types of illnesses, both physical and mental and emotional, with this emotion code. It's a technique that uses muscle testing to actually determine where the trapped emotions are and, you know, what exactly the trapped emotions are, when they occurred, and we can use a very simple technique to actually release them. So let's go on to what heart walls are. Well, in Dr. Brad's discovery of how to use this powerful technique to release trapped emotions from people, he realized that at one point he had a vision. There was something his wife had gone through quite a bit in her childhood. And he woke up with this literal vision, like he was actually seeing it in front of him, that her heart was buried under a huge, huge, beautiful floor that was made of wood, many, 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 you know, feet thick, you know, very, very thick wall and or floor in this case. And he figured out that he could actually determine what this floor represented. And it was an energetic wall that his wife had erected that protected her heart from hurt. Now, how many of you out there have ever had any sort of hurt in your life? Okay, I'm putting my hand up. How about you? Okay, most of us have gone through some sort of hurt in our lives. It could have been last week. It could have been when we were 5. It could have been, when we were a teenager and we were jilted by a guy or a girl that we really liked. So many of us have gone through some significant hurts in our life. And what happens is that our subconscious minds actually, in order to protect our delicate hearts, actually starts creating a barrier around it so we won't get hurt anymore. So this barrier is actually made of what everything else is made of. It's actually made of energy. And what's really interesting is that the subconscious mind will actually use a symbol to designate what this energy is actually, you know, consisting of. I'm putting that in quotes here. So, for example, in Dr. Brad's wife's case, her subconscious mind made this wall to protect her heart made out of hardwood. It was a substance that when she grew up, she was very fond of. And what was very interesting is when I did this work with James, my love partner, his heart wall was made of oak. And guess what mine was made of? I don't think you'll guess it. My heart wall was made of diamond. So why does the subconscious mind actually create some sort of symbolism like that? Well, usually, but not always, usually the heart wall is made of something that your subconscious, now remember, this is subconscious. You're not conscious of you know, the workings of your inner mind. So the subconscious will pick a substance that it considers strong or impermeable to protect your heart. So when I grew up, I come from a, you know, traditional Chinese family. I'm first generation in North America. And in fact, I actually wasn't born in North America. I was born in Hong Kong and then moved to Canada and grew up there. So, you know, the culture was such that women were gifted jewelry as just part of the culture, you know. So I had a lot of gifts of jewelry from grandmothers and mothers and aunts and so on and so forth, from the women in my family. And so diamonds were considered probably the epitome of beauty and of worth, and is one of the, guess what, hardest substances known to man, right? So my subconscious mind chose diamond as my heart wall to protect myself from hurt. Now, in James's situation, his heart wall was made of oak. So when we tested this and found this out, I asked him, what does oak signify in your childhood life? Is there something positive that you associate with oak? Like, why oak? Why not cedar? Why not steel? Why not copper? You know? And he said, well, you know, when I was growing up, I used to love running around outside, and there was this huge oak tree that was beautiful. It was huge, and it was strong. And I, you know, really admire this oak tree. And it made a lot of sense to me because this oak tree was strong. It's a symbol of strength. And so his heart wall decided to, or his subconscious decided to make his heart wall out of this oak so it would protect him. So your subconscious mind, when you get hurt, as you grow up, it'll start layering trapped emotions as part of this wall to protect your heart. Now, as we have different events that happen in our lives, if we feel significant negative emotions, and sometimes it's a very positive emotion, such as overjoy, that's the only one that tends to get trapped, actually. But the rest are fairly negative, like fear and panic and betrayal and terror and so on and so forth. So these trapped emotions try to find a vulnerable place in our bodies to reside if they're not actually processed. And we don't really know that they're there. That's the problem. So a lot of people have tried, you know, clearing negative emotions with different techniques. Some of my favorites, such as TAT, the Sedona method, Psych-K, EFT tapping. They all require that you're actually aware of the emotion. Well, here's the thing. When you have a trapped emotion, you're not aware of it. It just sits as an ugly ball of energy somewhere in your body, distorting your energy field, and can actually create dis-ease or even illness. So these trapped emotions over the years accumulate, and they find areas of your body to kind of plop themselves down in and sit there. So if you have, you know, your heart is building this wall, it says, hey, trapped emotion, come over here. Make up this wall, will you? You know, so you got all these trapped emotions, and some of them might go to your hip, or some of them might go to your neck and cause neck pain. But you know, some of them will actually create this wall, and you'll have layer upon layer upon layer of trapped emotions over the years. Now, when does this actually start building up? Well, it can start building up even before you are born. Yeah, like if you're going to use EFT, how are you going to know that, right? You weren't even verbal, let alone, you know, all that conscious. So you can start trapping emotions that are your parents or your ancestors. That's the really fascinating thing about this emotion code work. I have found, gosh, generations and generations of trapped emotions that I inherited. So this is even before I was born, before, you know, at the time of conception, I inherited it. And many of you have as well. You just don't know about it. So the trapped emotions that make up this heart wall, the different layers, can come from various different times of your life. For some people, it starts, you know, after they're born. So maybe they had a significant hurt. Say they, you know, their parents got a divorce, they felt hurt, and then they can start, you know, building this heart wall at age 5 when their parents got divorced. Other people, it might be before they were born because they may have absorbed a negative emotion from their parent. For example, in the third trimester of pregnancy is a very common time where people may absorb negative or emotions and trap them from their mother. So if their mother was feeling overwhelmed or panicky or depressed or whatever it was, they actually feel that in utero, inside, you know, the uterus. They will actually feel that, and babies can actually then trap these emotions, and it can cause a heart wall. And so this heart wall is actually, in the long run, even though it's meant to protect you, can actually be, let's just say, not sustainable or for your highest or greatest good in the long run. Why? Because literally it prevents energy and love being exchanged through your heart. Your heart is really an important intuitive center, so it actually prevents you from being intuitive in a bigger way. You know, a lot of people think intuition comes from the sixth chakra or the mind, but no, you know, the HeartMath Institute people have shown that intuition actually can come from the heart space. So you can limit your intuition by having this heart wall. Well, what else, what other harm can it do? Well, having a heart wall prevents you from receiving love as well, and also giving love fully. So if you're looking for the love of your life and trying to manifest your dream partner, your dream love life, or even if you're in relationship right now, if you have a heart wall, that's actually preventing you from connecting fully with your partner, and not just your partner, with your associates, with your children, with your parents, so on and so forth. So James and I did heart wall removals. Actually, we did it in one session. It took us about 2 hours, an hour for each of us. And we removed that heart wall. And, you know, aside from feeling a little detoxy, which in my case is just a little sleepy for, you know, a couple of hours, I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. I don't know if I notice anything. And then a week later, I decided to retest to see if I still had the heart wall. And the answer was no. We retested James, and the answer was no. But I remember Dr. Brad telling us that sometimes there's a hidden heart wall underneath the one that was obvious. So I asked, is there a hidden heart wall? And the answer was yes, there was. So for both of us, we had hidden heart walls. And I wrote down what mine was made of, but I actually forgot. So sorry, can't tell you what it was made of. But I actually determined the shape, and I've done this for many patients. So, you know, sometimes the shape is a pyramid, a sphere, a cube, a tetrahedron. I mean, it's really interesting what the subconscious mind will create to protect the heart. So then we did another round of releasing all these trapped emotions. So many of mine were generational stuff that, I mean, I had no idea because it was before I was born. Layers and layers and layers and layers of trapped emotions. And so now it's been, you know, a good couple of months after the heart wall removal. And it's really interesting. I was asking James yesterday, I said, because I've noticed some pretty drastic but amazing changes in him and myself, and I wanted his feedback on what he felt. Now, what I observed is that, you know, with every couple, we have tiffs. You know, who doesn't? You know, arguments, that kind of thing. And in the past, I've been feeling kind of, you know, resentful of my partners when grew up in a family where you just worked hard. You always did, you know, and if you don't, you're lazy. So I always seem to manifest partners that would actually show me my shadow side, which was that lazy side that I wouldn't accept in myself. So I knew this consciously that I would keep attracting this and was feeling like, wow, I got to heal this. And yet I was still noticing, you know, all the things that my partner wasn't doing or, you know, maybe he did something I didn't like. And it would kind of stick with a couple of days, and I'd try to, like, use different techniques and try to, focus on gratitude or forgiveness of my partner and that, you know, so on and so forth. But after removing the heart wall, what I notice is if, for example, if James said something harsh or, you know, by accident, he did something he didn't like, I could feel an emotion come up, like annoyance or anger or irritability, something like that. Then, very different from before, I could feel this emotion fully, and then, like a child that, you know, falls down, scrapes their knee, looks around to see if anybody's looking, and if they're not, they go on and keep playing. That's what happened to me. I would feel this emotion, and I could process it right away. And then I could just almost immediately go back to being loving and understanding and realizing, oh, he didn't mean it, and okay, so let's move on. You know, I also noticed that I don't seem to pay attention as much to what he isn't doing for ourselves or our relationship, and I'm paying more to what he is doing, and the gratitude that comes from noticing what he's doing is almost immediate. So I'm feeling a lot more gratitude. I'm not trying, it's just there. You know, when I visited my parents over Christmas, I just noticed it was there. So, you know, I said something to my brother that annoyed him, and he left, and my brother has a tendency to, keep grudges for a very long time. And I immediately was able to say, what is my part in this? You know, I didn't think I did anything wrong, but I looked back and I felt, wow, you know, I think I sent him some pretty harsh energy. I didn't say anything wrong, but the energy behind it was kind of harsh. So I immediately had that feeling of, wow, I apologize. I am so sorry. I did not mean to send you that energy. Hope you forgive me, and just be able to send that message energetically from my heart, the energy of love and forgiveness, and by the next day, he had forgiven me, which is monumental if you knew some of the stuff that we've gone through. And so this exchange of forgiveness and love and, you know, being able to let go, it just feels so much more natural now to both of us. And James has noticed an increase in intuition. So we've been kind of doing this with each other anyway, being able to kind of guess, you know, what each other are thinking or wanting, or, you know, I'll sometimes send him a message, you know, go to the store and pick up milk or something like that, and he'll just have this pull of, he has to go to the store and pick up milk. I'll give you, you know, that's an example. But it's really interesting that we're able to do this with other people now, and them being able to feel it, and yeah, even though they don't know we sent them a message, it's there. So I think it's very powerful to remove these heart walls. And there's a story in Dr. Brad's book, The Emotion Code, of a woman who was in an abusive relationship. And she had, you know, tolerated this for many years. And most people couldn't understand how she could stay with this man who was so abusive. And after Dr. Brad removed her heart wall, which he was a little pensive to do, within 2 weeks, the woman left her husband because she finally was able to feel the hurting and, you know, thought, wait a second, I don't deserve to be treated this way. And she basically moved on with her life and finally, you know, became happy and found a new relationship that served her. So it's really kind of amazing what we can do when we remove these heart walls and all these layers that we've layered over the years. Because now we're adults. You know, now we're adults and now we can actually have that responsibility of fully owning who we are and then increasing the connection. We are all one. How many times have you heard that? Well, guess what? When you have a heart wall, you can't feel that. You can't actually feel that we are all one, or not very often or not very deeply. But I think once one's heart wall is removed, then you really start feeling, you know, even the other person across from you that might be having a bad day, you can feel their heart and going, wow, they're having a bad day. Boy, I've had those too. Wow. You know, instead of saying, gee, that person's a jerk, you know, you can actually start automatically feeling that compassion and sending them some love and compassion, even if you don't even say a word to them, but just sending them that energy. It just seems easier now. So overall, I've just felt a heck of a lot more peaceful and happy. And yeah, emotions, negative emotions come up, but they don't seem to stick. And I seem to be able to move on much quicker. So that's kind of a capsule summary of, you know, heart walls, you know, the negative sides of them and the positive sides of removing it. So I do have a person with their hand up, so I'm going to unmute you in a moment. And for those of you that are listening live who are calling in, if you want me to figure out whether you actually have a heart wall, we can do this remotely right over the line, right over the air. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Okay, again, that number is 818-514-1190. And when you call in, just hit the number one, and that'll let me know that your hand is up and you wish to speak to me. Okay, so I'm going to unmute a line here. Oops, actually that person decided they didn't want to. They put their hand down. That's okay. So the person that the phone number ending in 3982, okay, so your hand's back up. Okay, so I've got you now, so let me unmute you. Hi, it's Dr. Karen. Do you want to tell me your first name?
It's Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Karen. How are you today?
I'm good. So do you have a question, or would you like me to shift into feeling mode and see whether you have a heart wall?
If you would, go ahead and shift. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So what we're going to do first, I'll just talk everybody through how the process. So what do we do first is just have a moment of silence and just feel gratefulness for guidance and also for the divine being connected to us. And then the next thing I'm going to do is just make an energetic connection with Patty. So I'm muscle testing myself. Of course, you can't see this because it's over radio. So I'm muscle testing myself to make sure I can act as proxy for Patty. So I'm asking that now. Okay, and the answer is yes. So yes, I can ask and receive. So now I am proxy for Patty. So now we're going to ask, does Patty have a heart wall? Yes. Okay, so the answer is yes. Now, if the answer was no, we could also ask, does Patty have a hidden heart wall? Because sometimes if it's hidden, you actually have to use that word. So, but we didn't have to. So, Patty, you do indeed have a heart wall. Okay, so let's see what it's made of. We just kind of go through different materials, and it can be made of anything. So we'll start with, is it made of wood? No. Okay, I'm muscle testing weak, so it's not made of wood. Is it made of something stronger than wood? Yes. Okay, so it's made of something stronger than wood. So is Patty's heart wall made of metal? Yes, I'm muscle testing strong for that. Okay. So is Patty's heart wall made of steel? No, muscle testing weak for that. So it's not made of steel. Now, while I'm talking, Patty, if you have something that pops into your head intuitively, you know, a vision or material it might be made of, you can go ahead and tell me and we can test that.
Precious metal.
A precious metal? Okay. Gold. That's it. You got it. Very good. Okay. Well done. So Patty's heart wall is made of gold. Yes, I'm just double checking. It's made of gold. Okay. So let's check how thick the heart wall is. Okay. So we're going to start with a big number. So is Patty's heart wall thicker than 10 miles? No. Okay. So it's no. So is Patty's heart wall thicker than 5 miles? No. Is Patty's heart wall thicker than 1 mile? Yes. Okay, so it's thicker than 1 mile. So it's between 1 and 5 miles. So is it 2 miles? No. Is it greater than that? Yes. Okay, so is it 3 miles? No. Is it greater than that? Yes. Is it 4 miles? Yes. Okay, so it's exactly 4 miles? No. Is it between 4 and 5 miles? Yes. Okay, so is it 4.5 miles? Yes. It's exactly 4.5 miles. Yes. Okay. So Patty's heart wall is 4.5 miles thick. I know that sounds really thick, but that has nothing to do with how easy or hard it is or how quickly or slowly we can remove the heart wall. I've had patients where I think the prize was 76 miles thick in the office. Somebody had a heart wall, but you know, we were able to remove that in a couple of sessions. So how fast can you remove these trapped emotions that are making up the heart wall? That's a common question. Well, it depends. For certain people, they can, in a whole session, you know, remove their heart wall. You know, sometimes it can take upwards of, you know, 45 minutes or an hour. Other times, you know, some people, you know, they have maybe just three trapped emotions. Their heart wall may be thick, but the three trapped emotions, you know, made up that thickness, and we're able to do that in 10 minutes. It's very rare, but it's happened, or it can happen. Other times, there'll be, say, you know, 15 or 20 trapped emotions, but the subconscious mind will only allow releasing, say, the first five, because then the body and the mind has to process. So it's sort of like, you know, if you gave someone herbs to detoxify their body, if you overdo it, you can make them kind of sick. So we want to not force the body. The subconscious mind will let us know how many trapped emotions we can release at any one time, and we would use the emotion code. And like I said, if you hadn't listened to that show, you can. You use the emotion code to release the trapped emotions one at a time. So, so Patty, you definitely want to write that down. What we found out, so it was gold, and it was 4.5 miles thick. Now, let's just, for the fun of it, let's just see what the shape is. So is the shape of the heart wall a sphere? No, it's not. Is it a square or a rectangle or cube? Yes, so it's cuboid in shape? Yes. Okay, so it's cuboid in shape. Okay, so there you go. So we can use the emotion code to release these emotions. And by the way, I want to give you a website name. Dr. Brad actually gave us a special. It's for my listeners only. It is to his course. I won't go into details of what it is, but it includes DVDs and an ebook and an audiobook to show you exactly how to use the emotion code to release trapped emotions, including your heart wall. And that website is KarenKan.com/emotion. So KarenKan, KarenKan.com/emotion. And then you can see the special of Dr. Brad. So thank you so much, Patty. I really appreciate you calling in. Okay, and we have a few minutes left, and if this does go over time, this will be recorded. So so if you want to, people on the line, it might stop, but you can go back to the link and listen to if we go over time in case we're talking to some other people. So I have, let's see, a number ending in 6981. Did you have a question, or would you like me to see whether you have a heart wall?
Heart wall.
Okay, let's check it out. All right, so let me make a connection. Let me make sure I break the connection with Patty first. Okay, so just a moment of silence here. Okay, so, all right, so we made a connection. So can I have your first name?
Gil.
Okay, so Gil. All right, thank you, Gil. All right, so I'm going to ask, can I be proxy for Gil? Yes, okay, so the answer is yes. Okay, great. So we made a connection. So I'm going to ask, does Gil have a heart wall? Yes. Okay, so the answer is yes. Is the heart wall made of wood? No. Is the heart wall made of something harder than wood? Yes. Okay. Is the heart wall made of something made of metal? No. Okay, so when we, is the heart wall made of stone? Yes. Okay, so it's made of some sort of stone. Gil, do you have any ideas that just pop into your head for me to ask what it might be made of? Okay. Okay, so we'll go through a couple different types of stone. Okay, is it made of marble? No. Is it made of granite? Yes. Okay, so we've got a heart wall made of granite. Yes, okay. So let's see how thick it is. Is the heart wall more than 10 miles thick? No. Is it more than 5 miles thick? No. Is it more than 1 mile thick? No. Is it more than 500 feet thick? No. Is it more than 200 feet thick? Yes. Okay, so now we know it's between 200 and 500 feet thick. Is it more than 350? No. Is it between 2 and 300 feet? Yes. Okay, so is it 250 feet thick? No. Is it less than that? Yes. Okay. Okay, so is it 225 feet thick? No. Is it less than that? Yes. Okay. Is it between 220 and 225? Yes. Okay, so is it 220, 221, 22, 23? 223. So you might want to write that down to 223 feet thick. And let's see what its shape is. Is it spherical? No. Is the heart wall a cube? No. Is it a pyramid? No. Is it diamond-shaped? No. Is it a tetrahedron shape? Yes. Okay, so some sort of tetrahedron type of shape. And one other question we can ask is, when did this heart wall first start forming? Was it before Gil was 5 years old? Yes. Okay, so the answer is yes. Was it before Gil was born? No. So it was after you were born, Gil. Was it when Gil was 1 year old? No. Was he younger than that? No. Okay, so was he 2 years old? No. 3 years old? No. 4 years old? Okay, 4 years old. So now this is not precise, you know, as far as years, it can be give or take a year. But is it between 3 and 4 years old or 4 and 5 years old? So about 4 years of age, that's when it started. And so what we would do is, you know, we would take someone, and we could do this remotely, or I do it for my patients in the office as well, because obviously they physically come to see me, so we can do it. And we would actually ask the body and go through the emotion code and go through each of the categories of emotion, and whatever the heart wall is willing to release in that moment, it will allow us to release. And what's really cool is you can muscle test each of the trapped emotions. After you release them, you'll see that the heart wall gets thinner and thinner and thinner. Sometimes you release the trapped emotion, it, you know, goes from, you know, 225 feet thick to like, you know, 100 feet thick, or it might just, you know, thin out by 2 inches. It's hard to say, and it is nothing, we can't really predict what it's like. Like I said, sometimes people have, you know, maybe 50 trapped emotions, you know, that make up a wall that's only 12 inches thick, or they might have 3 trapped emotions, but they've been very significant in their life that makes up, you know, a 10-mile thick trapped emotion. So thank you very much, Gil, for calling in. I encourage everyone to, you know, listen to the radio show we did with Dr. Brad about trapped emotions, and check out the program. This is something that you can do. You know, you don't necessarily need me to do it. Now, I just happen to be really good at, you know, muscle testing myself, but you can learn to muscle test yourself as well. That's in the DVDs that Dr. Brad has. He teaches you about 5 or 6 different ways of self-muscle testing. And once you've practiced that and mastered that, then you can do the emotion code on your own and even other people. He shows you how to do it on other people. And releasing is very, very simple. We just take a magnet, or I use an energy patch, and we just swipe the governing vessel meridian. When we figure out what trapped emotion we're releasing, it's very, very simple. So thank you, Gil, so much for calling.
This website is
so. Just to remind everybody, the special that Dr. Brad has for our listeners only. Of course, you know, you can email it to other people, but it's KarenCann.com/emotion. So KarenCann.com/emotion. And then you'll see the program that he has there. And I have this program, and I literally, literally use it every single day on myself, you know, releasing trapped emotions. I've actually released trapped emotions causing allergies. And you're welcome. So that's been really exciting in the last week. I've been finding out that sugar allergy or intolerance is extremely common, and so many body systems are disabled because of it. And when I release the trapped emotions that may be associated or causing some of this allergy or intolerance to sugar, it's amazing. Some of the body systems just come right back online. You know, if the adrenals were low, they pop back up. So now I'm doing a lot of this work releasing, you know, any allergies or intolerances that were caused by trapped emotions. Well, we're over time. So thank you, everyone, for listening in, and for our callers as well. Very, very glad that you called in, and see how easy it is to check whether or not you have a heart wall. And if you do, it's no big deal. You know, you can, now that you know it's there, you can learn to release it, or you can, you know, hire somebody like myself to work with you to help you release it, either long distance or in person. It's very worthwhile, because I've noticed a huge improvement in all of my relationships in my life, and just a feeling of greater peace and connection with everyone. So check it out. It's KarenCann.com/emotion. And hopefully we'll have more people with open hearts and less heart walls in the near future. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, take care.